This is our devotional commentary for Job chapter 18. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, "How long will you hunt for words? Consider, and then we will speak. Why are we counted as cattle? Why are we stupid in your sight? You who tear yourself in your anger, shall the earth be forsaken for you, or the rock be removed out of its place? Indeed, the light of the wicked is put out, and the flame of his fire does not shine. The light is dark in his tent, and his lamp above him is put out. His strong steps are shortened, and his own schemes throw him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walks on its mesh. A trap seizes him by the heel. A snare lays hold of him. A rope is hidden for him in the ground, a trap for him in the path. Terrors frighten him on every side and chase him at his heels. His strength is famished, and calamity is ready for his stumbling. It consumes the parts of his skin. The firstborn of death consumes his limbs. He is torn from the tent in which he trusted and is brought to the king of terrors. In his tent dwells that which is none of his. Sulfur is scattered over his habitation. His roots dry up beneath, and his branches wither above. His memory perishes from the earth, and he has no name in the street. He is thrust from light into darkness and driven out of the world. He has no posterity or progeny among his people, and no survivor where he used to live. They of the west are appalled at his day, and horror seizes them of the east. Surely, such are the dwellings of the unrighteous. Such is the place of him who knows not God." On July 8, 1741, Jonathan Edwards started a sermon that he would not finish, though it was the most famous sermon ever preached in American history. The fires of Great Awakening Revival were burning brightly throughout New England when Edwards delivered "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God." Firmly grounded in the scriptures, it was a frightening depiction of the horrors of hell, along with a fervent call to personal salvation through faith in Christ. The congregation began weeping so loudly that Edwards was forced to discontinue the sermon. Instead, he went down among the people to pray with them in groups. Many came to a saving knowledge of Christ that day. In Job 18, Bildad delivers a similar sermon, but he misfires on the application, and no one is edified or drawn to repentance. Taken at face value, Bildad's sermon is outstanding. First, he argues for the moral stability of God's world. Some homes are a mess, some are tidy, but what kind of homeowner is God? Bildad insists that God maintains a well-ordered world with everything in its place, and if it isn't, it will soon be put back. Yet Job, he implies, is like a rude guest who comes in and wants to trash the place. To justify himself, Job is willing to overturn the very fabric of the universe. Verses 1 through 4. The rest of Bildad's sermon is given over to a horrific description of the place in God's created order where the wicked person dwells. Here there is total darkness, without even a glimmer of light. Verses 5 and 6. It is a place of inescapable punishment, where proud schemers are trapped. Verses 7 through 10. They are destined for insatiable terrors, soon devoured by the one who rules there. Verses 11 through 14. Indeed, hell is a place of complete and irreversible destruction, with fire dissolving its occupants. Verses 15 and 16. In it there is terrible separation from this world, as family name and personal reputation are obliterated. Verses 17 through 20. Only the wicked go there. Verse 21. So, draw your own conclusions, Job. At one level, Bildad is preaching truth. God rules, he is just, and he will see to it that justice is done. The wicked will be swept away into a hell that is every bit as awful as Bildad says it is. The whole Bible emphasizes this theme. And we are grateful if there were no final and perfect judgment. Right and wrong would be relativized, good and evil arbitrary or insignificant. But where Bildad's sermon goes off the rails is in the application. Though he does not have access to all the facts, he clearly implies that Job is wicked and needs to repent. But Job is an upright man, fearing God and turning from evil. Bildad has no category for innocent suffering, no theology of the cross. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.